bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
If that computer's acting naughty to you, we've got just the spanking you're looking for. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're here each and every Saturday from 1220 to 2.
That's right.
Which means we're here for a good, 40 minutes roughly? So you've got lots of time to still get in with whatever is ailing you technology-wise. If you can't get in because the lines are busy or you're a little bashful, you can check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for the links on the right-hand side to ask a question or make a suggestion, which come to us right here live on the air.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Chad.
On your wireless network at home, can you see any other wireless networks
computer? About 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And I think if there's 6, 5 of them are unsecure. And if there's 7, 6 of them are unsecure. Yeah,
you know what's cool is that none of them can see yours.
I know.
That's cool.
I've got a stealth network, which I'm not inviting anybody to come in and challenge my security because it is wireless, which means ultimately at the end of the day, if somebody wants to get in, they're going to get in.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick with wireless networking is that you're not using a wire to transfer your data. You're using the air, and everybody has access to the air.
Actually, technically, you're not using the air because it would work in outer space.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
You're using the air space.
Using space.
You're using something other than wires. How about that? By the way, speaking of email and speaking of you being able to give us feedback via our website at datadoctors.com and clicking on the radio show section, somebody who wrote in here named James says, I've got a computer. It's only 2 years old, and I installed Windows 98 SE. SE standing for?
Second edition.
Second edition. That's correct.
The tricky one.
System has a half a gig of RAM, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a little here, a 1.5 gigahertz processor, which is decent, and a 40 gig hard drive and all kinds of extra junk. He goes on to say that it came kind of as a built for or designed for Windows XP PC, but he wasn't real comfortable with the idea of XP at the time, so he installed 98, and now has decided that after a few years, I'd really like to have XP because that's what I have at work, and I'm used to it, and it's all good. And his question really comes down to, I think, should I upgrade what I have, or am I better off kind of starting from scratch? And our advice, when you're going from a major operating system difference from 98, which is a whole different world than XP, would definitely be if you want to have the smoothest, best possible outcome, a clean install of Windows XP will be much better off for you than an upgrade from 98 SE. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't a possibility of doing an upgrade, but if you're having any kind of problems at all within Windows 98, I highly suggest you get those problems solved long before you do the upgrade, or those problems will just upgrade with you and become upgraded problems. So, if you're going to do it, which is not my favorite way to do it, that's fine, but just make sure that you clean the thing up as best you can, take care of any errors, any kind of problems, before you do the upgrade, right?
True.
True.
Absolutely.
See, I'm trying to get you a little bit more involved here, so you get to say 3 words
now,
and we're cool.
Now, what I think he was worried...
Three-word limit.
Okay.
Now, go ahead. He's worried.
Well, he was worried about transferring files, and he obviously, if you do a full install of Windows XP, how does he get all of his files that he currently has in Windows 98 onto the new system?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. Us in the tech world would do something called a deltree. And what that really kind of means is you would basically tell your Windows 98 computer that's currently 98 to shut down, and then when you restart it, boot up in something called MS-DOS, like command prompt only mode, right? So
right.
Now you've caught up and you're at an ugly DOS prompt, and if it was me, I would use a command called deltree and use deltree space Windows, remove the Windows directory, right?
Right.
Or you could do REN, which stands for rename Windows, and name it like windows.old. You'd want to do the same thing with your program files directory as well, because those are the two kind of folders that default Windows wants to deal with. So once you've done that, then you could go ahead and install XP from scratch. You would have a clean, bare operating system, but all your files and data would still be on the drive. Now, what that doesn't mean is that all your programs and things would just work when you were done. You'd have to reinstall any of your programs and things and possibly do some importing and dragging and dropping of data to get things back where you need them, but it would be your best way to move forward with XP because you'd be starting from scratch and have all your old data. Another idea is to install a new hard drive, install Windows XP on that, and then take your old hard drive and set it up as a secondary drive either on the secondary controller or as a slave drive on the first controller, right?
Right.
That's another way to do it. I would recommend if you're going to go that route, completely unplug your original drive first, start with the new one, get it all working so that you don't accidentally reformat the wrong drive, and then add your old data back after the fact. So there's a couple different ways you can go that route if there's data you care about on those drives.
I like the latter.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because he has a 40 gig drive. That's going to be a good idea anyway, because it's not like there's a cornucopia or a plethora of space left on that 40 gig probably, so it wouldn't hurt to get some more space at the same time if you're going to go that way.
That's right.
So hope that helps there, Jim. And if you've got questions or problems and you can't get through, again, our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look for those links to ask a question, make a suggestion on the right-hand side. We're going to take a quick timeout for the news. When we come back, David is first up right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620, KTAR.